Today we celebrate Gaudete Sunday. I always want to say Gaudete because we say Laudate in Latin. But Gaudete Sunday, and actually the first word that we processed into marks why we celebrate it this way. Gaudete means rejoice or rejoicing. Okay? Christmas is almost here, right? It's like 10 days away. It's awesome. I always like to let go, and as Jesus would say, unless you become like a child. And I do that at this time of year. My heart pounds with the Christmas carols and all the different decorations that people are doing. Yes, I know Christmas starts on Christmas Day and Christmas season goes after that. But our culture seems to get very excited as the day approaches, and I'm cool with that. And so it is in this Advent season. So we put on robes, okay? Not pink, but robes, right? I was getting a kick out of the little ones coming in. They're like walking along, and they look up at me. Never seen that before, Father. But what is it? It's meant to be like the beautiful rose sunrises, right? The sun is coming, a sunrise, right? Remember when early here, just a few months into being a pastor here, I would go up to the top of Blue Mountain State Park before sunrise, and I would pray over our parish here, actually the whole city of Madison. I faced east, but I wanted to be there as that beautiful rose sunrise. Because why? Because that is Christ, right? Christ comes from the east. That's why ad orientem, right? Toward the east, okay? When we face God, right? And we prayed together. We prayed mightily, and the strip club was gone, okay, in a few months. Our first of many miracles here. You know, there was John the Baptist in prison. He's like, okay, this isn't going well, right? Only a few days, maybe a couple of weeks away from being beheaded. And maybe, you know, a lot of scripture scholars debate about why he asked when he had already said, behold, the Lamb of God. You know, and he prepared the way for Jesus. And he was only a few days or a week, couple of weeks away. And then he said to the disciples to ask Jesus the question, are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another? You will doubt at times, right? We're facing a lot of stuff right now, right? Inside and outside the church. And to my just deep, deep sorrow, I'm seeing a person here and a person there and a person here abandoning ship. You know, and this is too much, they say. But throughout salvation history, we've been faced with challenges, right? John's facing a beheading. He goes, you're the Christ? Or do we wait for another one? Go tell John this. The blind regain their sight. The lame walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have the good news proclaimed to them. Go tell everybody that you know. We prayed in a strip club, left this place. I'll never forget. You prayed with me. My uncle, Father Don Murray, bled out completely. Abdominal aortic aneurysm. Two neurologists told us. He's dead. Nothing you could do. Pull the plug. By the grace of God, he had a Catholic doctor that waited with us. I brought him a stone from the pool of Bethesda. I laid it on the table next to him. I explained to him as he stared straight ahead, because there was nothing there. It's from the place of miracles. And I believe you'll be healed. And I walked into that room the next time I got there, and he's sitting up in bed, said, hi, Rick, how you doing? We've seen countless miracles. Go tell John. There's a supernatural reality that has entered the world. Jesus the Christ, our sign of hope. We can't abandon this. Where are we to go? His disciples, right after John chapter 6, verse 66. John 6, 6, 6, okay? The bread of life, discourse. This guy's crazy, they said. We're out of here. That's what it was. And many of his disciples left and went back to their former way of life. John 6, 6, 6. And Jesus turns to his closest to him. He says, you leave me too? Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go? You have the words of everlasting life. Where are we going to go? I don't know about you. I have a good guess, though, that you're a lot like me. As we face these challenges, I get more emboldened. I get more hopeful in the supernatural power of God. Just yesterday, I had a baptism of a precious little child. I asked the parents, what name do you give this child? They said, John. So I had to tell them, you know, I was born on John the Baptist's birthday. But more than that, I realized this only happened 5 years ago. I made the connection. It was my 23rd birthday, June 24th, 1981, that I told my parents I wanted to go into seminary. Anybody follows Medjugorje, that was the first apparition. God's amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. 10 days. And the Christ child is born into the world. Don't abandon ship. Let's lean more heavily into God. Let's believe as we've never believed before. Let's count on, trust in, expect supernatural miracles. Let's pray as we've never prayed before. Let's open our hearts. And at Christmas morning, let's let the Christ child be born into our hearts as he has never been before. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.